This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cannon of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was named Friday.
Pop, pop, pop. This is a story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world.
And she looked so good in photographs.
We never heard of it when she smiled. That whole song's about telling a woman to smile.
How many days in a year? And I wanted to go in the door.
365.
Would you be surprised if you learned that every song that you liked from the 90s was actually just Christian rock and you didn't know that? And it was just like, and it's like, oh no, that song's about the Lord.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. That's about Jesus on the cross.
Yeah.
If you want to be my lover, you better get with my friend. My friend
Jesus. Okay. Yes. 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 We're on to something. We're on to something.
What is this for? What is this?
This is the opening of the show, Hey Riddle Riddle. So what we've just been doing is kind of welcoming all of our listeners to our show, kind of getting them in tune with our sensibilities, our sense of humor, and just a general introduction to our vibe.
Awesome. Can you continue to give me the tour? It looks pretty messy around here.
Yeah, what's this room over here? What's this locked door that says do not open?
Well, before I kind of give you the grand tour, let me introduce you to some of the fixtures of our lobby. So this tall drink of water covered in cobwebs and spiders, this is one of our, the actual creator of Hey Riddle Riddle and co-host. This is Adil Rafai.
Oh, wow.
Hello. Please don't brush away my cobwebs.
Oh, sorry,
they're
buddy.
My friends.
Adil, this is our tour. Would you like to do one of your classic Hey Riddle Riddle inspired bits for the tour? I know they'd really get a kick out of that.
Oh, sure. Waiter, there's a crunch bar in my soup. Something
okay.
like that.
And now you would say in the tour, you would say, you would make a pun based off of that. He's setting you up to do a pun.
Yeah.
I came into this candy bar for a drink, not soup.
Okay, Adil, how was that?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Oh, okay, if you follow me over here, this still tall drink of water, I mean comparatively tall drink of water, is the lifeblood of the show. Some people say it's only redeeming quality, the personality of the show. This is Aaron Keefe. Aaron, say hello to the tour.
Hi, you'll be tired of me soon enough.
Wow, she said we'll be tired of her, but she seems so tired.
Oh, still tall, though, so.
Still tall. You have to admit,
she's standing
still
on 20 books.
Well, it's a Princess and the Pea situation.
Mm-hmm.
The book, The Princess and the Pea, is at the bottom of these books, and if I can feel it,
there's a puddle of piss
off
at the bottom of the books.
And now we've been introduced to one of Aaron's classic bits, which is defending herself from attacks by all angles.
What's that swirling black hole over there?
We could do this all.
It's kind of in the outline of a person, but
sure.
It doesn't seem like it has a soul.
I'm glad that you mentioned that swirling black hole over here. So this is the absence of funny and the absence of comedy and the absence of personality, which actually reflects itself as all of those things.
Riddles?
We call this black hole of, just fun sucking out of the room. We call this black hole JPC.
Oh, I just shivered. It's so cold.
I feel like some of my most beautiful memories are leaving my body right now. I'm kind of scared.
That is a scary feeling, and you should just get used to that because that will be your new normal. And, sir, you can touch it, but be prepared. You will shit your pants, and then you'll kind of want to eat it.
I already did.
Yeah.
I'm trying to take looking. A photo of it with my iPhone, and it is not showing up. Is that normal?
He only shows up on Androids. So it's just, yeah, I know. It's just a different system for him.
Cool. And like anywhere to eat or use the bathroom in here? What?
Nope. Else? It's an hour. It's riddles. It's all bad. Welcome to Hey Riddle, everybody.
It's an hour of intro with some riddles in the credits.
What's up?
What's up, everyone?
So I have something brand new about me, and I want you two to try to guess it based only on information that I've already told you before we started recording and the way that I sound.
New lungs.
More interesting neck?
Aaron, I told you that in confidence. Adel, thank you. I did tell you to bring that up.
Teeth. You changed all your teeth.
I changed all my teeth. I'm in the process of changing all of my teeth. Today is my first day with my new Invisalign aligners. And so I'm on my way to unfuck my mouth. Unfuck my mouth.
How do they feel? Is it harder to talk?
It is weird. It's weird to talk. And I was like, I'm going to try recording an episode with these aligners in because you're supposed to wear them for like 22 hours a day, which is like, how many hours are there in a day? I mean, you know.
I've never seen 22 hours of a day.
No. Oh, God, no. I watched two episodes of 24 and I'm out like a fucking light.
What do you do with them the other 2 hours? Microwave?
Yeah, you got to microwave them. And then you got to put them back in hot, 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 hot.
Ooh.
Yeah, you have to get them really hot because your teeth are so cold they don't want to move. But if you microwave the retainers or the aligners, your teeth kind of relax.
I love
slide.
Science.
Science
makes
is wonderful.
Sense.
Yeah, I had misfrizzled. I got my misfrizzled pretty hard in my body for a couple of years. So I know science pretty well at this point.
Lucky you. Mm-hmm. What I would give for her to go hard on my body for a couple of years. Ooh, she's hot.
She is.
What is the hardest word to say wearing Invisalign? And say that word.
Thespian. And I was trying to say lesbian. So.
Wow.
I was on a bus lesbian. Filled with thespians. They were singing songs from Rent. And I wanted to leave the bus.
Okay, that's good. You guys give me tongue twisters and I'll try to say them. So Aaron, that was... Can you get that to me again?
I was on a bus filled with thespians. They were singing Rent, so I wanted to leave the bus.
I was on a bus full of thespians. They were singing Rent, so I wanted to leave the bus and go down to Santa Fe or whatever is from that musical.
Oh, all the references. Okay. Reference Roger or nothing.
And now it's my turn. Mm-hmm. I want you to say 528,000 herb roasted chickens.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 525,000 herb roasted chickens.
Great.
How does this Boston market stay in business?
Okay, I want you to say.
How? Do people eat Boston market on days where it's not just you alone for Thanksgiving?
Here,
where are people eating this?
Okay, everybody, lean in. JPC, Aaron, lean in.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I know Boston market's dirty little secret. The way they stay afloat is by catering solely to people who are running late to a party and did not prepare a dish.
That's it.
And yet they were supposed to bring a dish.
Yeah.
They pop into a Boston market. They say, give me 20 quarts of beans. Mm-hmm. Give me a gallon of mashed potatoes.
Yeah,
and then
they've cornered that market.
Yep, that's what they do.
All Boston Market commercials are just like, you know, a white man in maybe his 60s, and he pulls up a chair to the camera and sits down and says, I'll level with you. You're a divorced dad. You're doing your best. It's a hard life. You're all alone. You're just trying your best. Boston Market, okay?
You picked the kid up from soccer? Boston Market.
Boston
it's
Market.
It's a Friday. You're eating for yourself? Boston Market. You told a lady you're going on a date with that you're going to cook for her? Who has the time for that? Boston Market.
Their slogan is Boston Market. For the days when you have the kids.
We can't all be heroes. Boston Market.
I'm glad we got sidetracked because the rest of the episode would have been Rent tongue twisters.
Yeah, I'm glad we haven't done that. Hey, so that's what's new with me. Adel, anything new with you?
Yeah, I got a new pet chicken. I named it La Bohen. It's clocking up a storm. Aaron,
waiter.
What is new with me? There's not much new with me. I don't know. I'm so tired. The other day we had to replace our AC unit.
Oh no.
Which was $4,200.
Oh no.
That I did not have budgeted into my life. So I have not slept in a long time and I am
My wallet is dead. Aaron, what's new with you?
Are you okay?
No.
Honestly, at this point, I feel like a dick for giving you that living wallet. I thought it was a fun, like most people can keep them alive, you know?
Well, I had to
feed it.
They're
like one of those like Geopets, whatever. Yeah. What those called?
But I had to feed it $20 bills.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks those dry.
I'm good. I'm wearing JPC's Invisalign the other 3 hours of the day. So my teeth are bleeding.
Yeah, that's going to hurt.
Size mouths. That's all that's new with me.
Do you think, so Adel, I know that you're trying to, you know, you've got this $4,200 expense that you were not, you weren't expecting. I want to do something for you. This is honestly gratis. This is totally for me. I think when I'm done with my full course treatment of Invisaligns, what I will do is I'll put them all on like eBay or something. I will sell those Invisaligns and I will say, you could have JPC's mouth.
Perverts.
And, yeah, for the perverts. And we'll see, because we probably have some listeners that would, and we'll, you know, we'll say we'll donate half to charity. We won't, and we'll.
We're not saying our listeners are perverts. JPC is saying he thinks you guys might know some perverts.
Oh no, our listeners are perverts.
I think our listeners have the threat of the pervert community very close at hand. I think that they're not stepping into that, but they know they're in the same circles. They're on the same message boards with a lot of these perverts.
And I have something I'll do to help you.
Yes,
is you can call me anytime, even if it's in the middle of the night, and I will wake up and I will sing both parts of Will You Light My Candle from Rent for you, and I'll commit it at 10, okay?
Interesting. Okay, interesting. I'm trying to think about how to monetize this, and I can't really connect the dots. Can you sell that to a fan and then also FaceTime them your feet time
sure.
them?
Sure. Yeah, I will do both of those at the same time. I know you, you're shivering. It's nothing, they turned off my
toes.
Heat.
Pan down to the toes.
And just a little weak on my feet.
Spread them, spread the toes.
Adel, and another thing that I am willing to do for you.
Yes.
Aaron said a very nice thing, calling at any time of the night. I will do a similar thing where you can call me at any time of the night and I will tell you what movies are playing nearby and the times of those movies.
Well, that's just movie phone.
Exactly. It's your movie phone. No one else gets this. It's just your movie phone.
I love it. Thank you. Oh, guys, thank you so much.
Well, we know how to cheer each other up, and that's a big part of why we're such good friends on the show and why it's such listenable content.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were going to just start like a Go Fuck Me. You know that new website where you raise money for your friend to get enough money to go fuck off, like move away so you don't have to talk to them or deal with them?
Yeah, a Go Fuck Me is when someone has like, you know, a bunch of medical debt and then your friend raises a bunch of money so that they can like buy a new computer so they can make a stream making fun of the person who has all the medical debt.
Okay, we just hit the end of the internet.
No.
I didn't think that there was an absolute end. I thought it went on forever. I thought it was infinite, but no, it's like a Truman Show wall of it and we just reached it with that joke.
I'll tell you what. The internet does not go on forever, and neither does this episode. So what we have to do now is we have to get to riddles. I don't know if I mentioned it at the top of the podcast. In fact, I'm sure that I didn't. This is a riddles podcast. And so I'm going to be Old Man Puzzles today. I'm going to give you guys some riddle prompts, and I'm going to ask you to answer those riddles and come up with the correct answer. Does that sound like something that you two can do too?
Yes.
Do too. No. I'm thinking no by that response. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. That response said no, but I've had some Tylenol today, so I'm fucking ready to rip.
My response said yes, but my dead smile said, I've hated this for years.
No, you created this.
No,
that's like
take it back.
Dr. Frankenstein being like, oh, I don't like my monster very much.
Yeah.
You built us.
It's like the guy that made the Keurig being like, oh, I wish I hadn't invented this thing with such a horrible environmental impact. That wouldn't happen.
Love us.
Okay, so you guys ready for your first riddle?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, that was much better. So these riddles are both from Maria. Maria writes, riddles, blow us some riddles. I did not invent the first one, but rather adopted it from a book of riddles. I wrote the second one. Okay, Maria.
Okay.
So we, no matter what, we do love the second one. Just so we all know, no matter what, that one is really good. We can say whatever we want about this first one, but the second one, we love, Maria. And thank you so much for listening to the show 3 years ago.
You sound like a parent who has two kids. Remember, we love the second one. I know it's going to be hard, but remember, we love the second one. We remember it's there.
This is your little replacement sister. This is your little sister, not replacement. I don't know why I said that.
We thought we couldn't conceive riddles, and then we realized we could, and we wrote one. So
then we realized we could, and we shouldn't. Okay, so this is Maria's first riddle. A woman became convinced that her daughter-in-law was stealing from her. Specifically, she thought that her daughter-in-law was stealing saffron, an expensive spice, from her spice cabinet. She decided to leave some saffron out on a plate in the kitchen, and when she saw her daughter-in-law was coming over to help her make dinner, she would observe her daughter-in-law's reaction to the spice, and, depending on how guilty her daughter-in-law looked, she would confront her. The daughter-in-law had been pilfering the expensive spice from her mother-in-law's spice cabinet. When she arrived, she saw the saffron out and quickly realized that her mother-in-law wanted to see how she would react. Thinking quickly, she said three words that immediately caused her mother-in-law to think that she would never have stolen the saffron.
I got it.
What were those words?
I got it.
Aaron?
Achoo! Excuse me. She pretends she's allergic.
Excuse me. Three words. Get fucked, Dolores. I'm on
yeah,
to
that
you.
Makes her seem yeah. innocent. I think it's a sneeze, and then I sneezed from the saffron.
I know I don't get to guess because I'm old man puzzles, but I want to I want to join in the fun. Everybody seems like they're having a great time. So
typical. When,
as soon as she walks to the kitchen, three words: this kitchen sucks.
Being old man puzzles feels like you're, I don't know, like a chaperone at a dance or something. It's not, it's, you go like, hey guys, what are you doing over here? You guys having fun? And the other two are like, like having the time of their life.
Yeah, that's true. That's
I get
true.
The impulse to jump in, but yeah, you know what? Adel and I get to have fun today and you're doing all the hard work.
Okay, you just gotta sit by the punch bowl and make sure nobody spikes it, my man.
I hate when people spike a ball into the punch. It goes everywhere, it ruins all the white clothes.
I get that. But why am I the one in charge of bringing the punch to the volleyball games? We know what's happening. We know what's going to happen. Can't we just have Capri Suns?
No.
I guess I'll brew another big batch of 50s punch.
I got to admit, pilfering is a great word.
I love that word. I love that word.
It sounds like a Chicago suburb.
It sounds like pillows for your fingers. Or it sounds like you're going to have a grand day. Like, excuse me, I'm leaving and I'm going to pilfer.
I think that there's also another P word for stealing, which is like purloined, and I like that word as well. It feels
I've never
like,
heard that.
Really? Because I think it's in Rent.
hold on, let me sing through all of Rent. They say that I have the best ass. You're staring again. Oh no, I mean you do. Have a nice, I mean. I got through the whole thing in my head. I didn't
Not
hear
in
the
there?
Word. No.
I want to see a scene. This is, so Aaron, I've only seen Rent once in my life, live, and it was right after a friend of mine died, and I was very, very emotional, so I don't remember a lot of it, because I was bawling my eyes out. What is the age of the people in Rent? Are they like teenagers? Are they young 20s?
I'm glad you asked, because there's supposed to be people in there, I think, early to mid-20s. Maybe a couple like people pushing 30.
Great.
When they did the movie, they cast a bunch of 40-year-olds, and it is disturbing to watch. But
this works out great. So what I want to see is a scene. This is from the new musical. Feel free to sing some songs or just snippets of songs. This is from the new musical where you two are in your mid to late 30s, and this is the new musical Mortgage.
One trip to the dump, and then I've got to go to Home Depot to pick up a bunch of mulch. Gotta get a ton of mulch. I need mulch. It's my Sunday activity. My wife hates me. I do things 3 or 4 months after she asks. I don't do much of the labor. I have to do her a favor. Mulch.
Ah, New York City. The houses here sure are expensive. Let's get on that old Redfin app. Holy shit. This is a 2-bedroom? Are you fucking kidding me? $800,000. A 2-bedroom.
A two bedroom is 800,000. It's in fucking Queens. Who wants to live in?
Let's open up a restaurant in. Nope. That won't pay for it. Most small businesses are closed within.
Adel, can I please do like three more? I'm so sorry. You've never set me up for something.
As long as one of them is La Brownstone.
Okay, yeah. I will figure it out, but I got a couple more I got to do.
Please, Aaron.
December 24th, 9 p.m. I gotta wrap some presents and put them under the tree for my kids. My kids believe in Santa Claus, and I'm almost 40, and I hate this part of the year. I gotta get presents and put them under the tree. All right, I'm gonna do a couple more. Go ahead, JBC.
Oh, I got one. Mm-hmm. This is just one line because I literally can't do any more.
Will you co-sign my loan? My credit's in the shitter.
Okay, Aaron, go ahead.
My shoulder hurts, but I can go to the doctor. I'll need a loan. I have no future. I have no cash. This mortgage is my last.
We raise a glass to staying in tonight. We raise a glass to staying in tonight.
Raise a glass to Netflix. Raise a glass to Disney Plus premiere.
I'll cover you at the restaurant because you need someone to help pay. You need, because we don't have enough money.
All right.
See.
We were absolutely in danger of that becoming the entire episode.
Would that have been so bad? I was having fun.
Aaron, I would like to say,
you okay, honey? I'm afraid so. They get any money?
No, had none to get, but they purloined my coat. Purloined. Ooh. It's in rent.
Purloined.
I got purloined.
You got purloined.
Purloined.
Can't be what that means.
I guess I didn't learn anything today.
Mom, sorry I'm home late. I got purloined. Purloined sounds like a word that Jerry Lewis said in the movie, and they're like, I guess that's a word now.
Can we get a soundbite of Aaron saying, I guess I didn't learn anything today, and put it at the beginning of all episodes of Hey Riddle Riddle? Instead of this is a HeadGum podcast, I went, I guess I didn't learn anything today.
Oh, I love not learning. I love it. Oh,
I have to assume the three words were, what is this? Famously uttered by Jack Skellington in Nightmare Before Christmas. Is that
what was the context for him saying that in Nightmare Before Christmas?
What is this? What's this? What's this? Yeah. There's yellow spice abound. What's this? What's this? I dropped it on the ground.
Adel, I don't want to quibble with you, and I don't want to quibby with you. Short bites. But this, quick bites. I don't know why
I
said short bites.
Do you want to purloin
with him? No, I do not. I am engaged, so
can
there's
I
only
have
one
the
person I'll be purloining with.
Yeah.
Purloin on me when you're not strong. Maria writes, what is that? But I guess what is this?
Oh.
It also works as well. But yes, it is that. It is what is that? Because then the mother instantly knows she didn't steal it. She doesn't even know what the fuck it is.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I can see that would work. But I think is the better answer.
I try to, whenever I'm teaching improv, I typically will say the phrase, use it like saffron, not salt. To try and like politely curb someone's bad habits. Like if they're constantly entering a scene, I'm like, you know, walk-ons are so wonderful and your walk-ons are great, but maybe we should use them like saffron, not salt, sparingly, and to add flavor. And the best walk-on is always a sweep edit.
Yeah, I didn't have you as a teacher and it showed. I walked onto every scene I could.
Adel being like, use that like saffron, not spice. And the average improv student is a 22-year-old who's never cooked a meal for themselves in their entire life. And if they have, it's a frozen pizza. So when he's like, use it like saffron, not salt, they're like, both things that are completely unattainable to
me. Is that a singer?
Have my parents buy them?
Okay, are we ready for Maria's second one?
Yes.
$525,600. That would have worked.
That's what it cost me to fix my AC.
There you go.
Okay. A man invited two of his friends over to his house for his family's Chinese New Year's dinner. His family had people with many dietary restrictions. A sister was gluten-free, a brother was vegan, and a cousin was allergic to shellfish. Because of that, there were four vegan dishes, 6 gluten-free dishes, and 5 dishes with no shellfish.
Can you read that again? I'm going to write it down.
Because of that, there were 4 vegan dishes, 6 gluten-free dishes, and 5 dishes with no shellfish. There were 20 dishes total. At the end of the night, the two friends who had been visiting fell sick and died. They had been poisoned. Because the two guests had never eaten Chinese food before, they sampled every single one of the dishes. The vegan and non-vegan dishes, the glutinous and gluten-free dishes, and the dishes with and without shellfish. Every single dish they ate, at least one other person ate. Everything was served from communal plates and bowls. Everyone drank tea poured from one teapot with tea mugs randomly distributed. How is it possible that no one else was poisoned and died?
Chopsticks?
Addle, you are correct.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Nailed it.
I'm writing shit down like a moron over here. What the?
Now, Aaron, that's not how you were writing things down. You were writing things down like a perfectly reasonable person. Addle just served you up a big platter like you're a moron. He just spiked the ball right into the punch bowl, and he did that to you. You did nothing wrong.
Shouldn't have worn white.
Addle, do you know why the answer is chopsticks?
Bump set, fuck you. I was trying to think of the one thing that you didn't mention. I was picturing a communal table of, like, if I was sitting down eating Chinese food and I was you were describing everything, and I was like, well, you never described the napkins or the chopsticks. So those are my first two thoughts.
So the reason that is correct is because this is one of those riddles with a lot of information in it, and it's all just like made to confuse you. The only thing that you need is, because the two guests had never eaten Chinese food before, since they had never eaten Chinese food before, they were using silverware, which was poisoned. Everyone else who had eaten Chinese food was using chopsticks, which were not poisoned.
Yeah, when there's a lot of information that's trying to like confuse you or misdirect you, they call those red earrings, because they, something to do with, in literature, a wise man once barked.
Sorry, Addle. I accomplished a bunch of my errands and chores while you were mansplaining something to me.
That was nonsense.
And Addle, you teach improv, right? That's the thing that you... Okay, cool. Okay.
I always tell people to use red herrings like they're cinnamon. Put them with sugar and then put them on toast.
That was a situation where he was definitely looking for a sweep edit in the middle of...
Of that.
Okay,
Addle,
cool.
Can you give me a couple more of the folksy sayings you would say when you taught improv?
Yes. When mama ain't happy, ain't nobody editing. 2 person see if by land, 1 person seen if by monologue. What else was there? Speak softly and mime having a big dick. What were the other ones? Ask not what your scene partner can do for you, but do an impression of Obama. What else?
And you said your book on improv was the least selling book on improv of all time, correct?
It made New York Times worst selling list.
Oh, it's, yeah, the they do that now. Your book won a Razzie, correct?
My book won a Razzie, as read by Emma Stone.
I was hanging out with some people this weekend, and our friend Paul said he was trying to remember the phrase happy wife.
I don't think I have a friend named Paul.
Well, that sucks for you. I got tons
of Pauls.
What's
the last initial?
You don't know this Paul.
Oh, you said our friend Paul.
Mariah and I's friend Paul. Oh, Aaron's friend Paul. Aaron's friend Paul as well. Okay. So just not your friend Paul.
Okay.
Okay, I was wondering if it was the Paul that I knew.
It's Paul of Tompkins.
No, it's not.
But they said happy wife, happy life, but they couldn't remember what the adjective was for. It was like, it's happy wife, happy life, right? So we thought it was very funny to just like, that phrase is infinitely exchangeable with like, you could be like, sad wife, sad life. Horny wife? Horny life. And every part of that works. So if you ever want to say something
life?
That's folksy,
met life.
Yeah.
Second wife, second life. Enjoy. I want to see a scene real quick. So,
yes.
You, Addle and Aaron, you are both out to dinner. I'm going to be playing your waiter, and you've just sat down. You've just been at the table. But the silverware that I've placed in front of you, you think is poisoned, but you're trying to be like polite about it. Okay,
hey.
And this is your table? Oh, hey.
Hey, yes. Yes. What was your name? Paul?
My name is Paul. Yeah.
You're wearing a cape and an eye patch. And,
sloppy.
You're like thunder and lightning keeps happening anytime you say something.
Okay. This is the Magic Castle, so you paid a lot to get in here, and you did have to know someone.
But you're just super menacing, and then I'm sitting down here, and you keep like looking over at our silverware, like you.
Have you tested your silverware yet? Have you tried your silverware?
Well, me and my boyfriend. Oh, ooh, I haven't known yet. Holy shit! Sorry. Ah!
Wow.
We haven't ordered yet.
Yes, I accept.
Okay.
And
okay,
a ring
this is
too.
A good night.
Thank you. Let me grab that out of the box. This is beautiful. Should I put this on my pinky?
Okay. Let me get you guys a couple extra spoons. It looks like you're probably going to need them.
Actually, can we have a couple glasses of champagne?
Okay. Should I cancel that order of spoons, or will you still want them with the champagne?
I would say maybe we'll order some finger food, some like bread and a little bit of olive oil, or what else do you eat with your hands?
Scallops.
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti as a kid.
Ooh, wait, you have spaghetti with your hands?
When I was a kid.
Not now, though.
Well, I'm a kid at heart. And a kid at hands.
Let me
just
grab that pinky ring back.
Oh, it's stuck. It's stuck at my knuckle. Oh, ow.
Ooh, you zipped his knuckle right off of his finger. Whoa. That looks painful. Okay, I will come right back. I will do an order of spaghetti,
an order
of bread.
Excuse me.
Some scallops.
You are a waiter. You are not a rusher. You stand here until we relieve you of your waiting duties.
Absolutely.
This is definitely not hot.
Sorry, I wanted to treat him as his position deserves. He's beneath us, right? We both agree that anyone who works in a restaurant is beneath us. And
no,
we should...
I was more thinking, let me just... Ooh, yeah, I'm going to take that little boyfriend word out from the air. I'm going to slurp it back in my mouth.
If you're going to slurp it in your mouth, would you like to use a spoon, a fork, or a knife to do so?
Sir, who sent you?
Okay. If I'm being honest, I was sent.
Wait.
Well, I am a waiter.
Kyle, move on, okay?
I'm
in this new relationship.
I flip my name badge around. It says Paul, and then the other side it does say Kyle.
It's confusing because your shirt says Odin-er.
Oh, that's also reversed as well. Let me just flip that around. There we are.
Stegosaurus.
See? Stegosaurus.
Stegosaurus.
Maria, Adel got your riddle super quick, but that doesn't mean that we didn't like it. We actually freaking loved it. What a great riddle. Thank you so much for sending those back to us in 2018. And if you're still out there listening, you know, reply back to that email. Let us know. We want to hear from you.
Yeah, if anybody out here sent us an email at Hey Riddle Podcast.
Oh, let him find it.
I set up this email. HRRpodcast@gmail.com. If you sent us a riddle years ago, or if you sent us something, check back in.
No. Do not do that.
Is anybody there? Does anybody care?
Yeah.
No, please don't. Please don't.
Before we go to break, can you just let us know on a scale of 1 to 10 how much you regret starting this podcast?
What is 1 and what is 10?
I think we got our answer. Let's go to break.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JBC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JBC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation.
Live clear with Claritin D.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claritin, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription. Woo-hoo. So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Claritin clear.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or, yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
People can actually see that.
Sometimes I, like the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop
crying.
Me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see the stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving.
Okay,
you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's... our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No. Good note.
JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble.
The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem. It's an extension problem. And we here at Hanson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach. And so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Hanson shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay. What do we think? That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Hanson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Hanson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Hanson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Hanson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil. Yeah, so she's not going
to
be.
She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit hensonshaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to hensonshaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Hanson Shaving, 100 free blades!
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned, or...
I don't quite know how it works.
Aaron, it looks like you're drinking from a pneumatic bank tube.
Am I not? I better be.
It's a Jose bank tube?
Yeah. Jose's a bank suit?
I told you that one time after a party when we hopped fences to get away from cops, my friend Steven tried to put his beer up the bank tube.
That's
and I was
amazing.
Like, Steven! There's cameras!
Well, that's us coming back from break, I guess. I mean, there's no other way around that. Sorry, Steve, but you got doxxed, motherfucker.
No, that he's proud of that. He hopped three huge fences, like at least 6 foot tall fences, with a beer, a half a beer still. That's amazing.
Was it in a bottle or in a pint glass?
It was in a can.
Oh, okay. Wow. I would say, like, if I'm hopping fences with a beer, I think bottle's got to be my go-to, but can ain't bad either, but glass... No way. Ditch right. It. Toss that.
I would have tossed all of it. You're running from the cops.
Somebody take everything that JPC just said and turn that into a country song.
If you're running with a bottle, if you're running with a can, if you're running with a pint glass, toss it, man. You gotta run from the cops. You gotta run from the cops.
And I'm out hopping fences.
I guess I'm just singing Desperado. Yeah, it's just Desperado. I was trying to go with something original, but fuck me, I guess. Whoops. Fucking love the Eagles. Fucking love Don Henley. Oh my God. Love that guy.
It's interesting. I always love bands where when they break up, all of them are suddenly lead singers. Like, didn't Genesis, like Genesis had some of that.
Yeah, yeah,
Eagles
exactly.
Eagles had that. Pink Floyd had that. Where everyone's like, you know what? I'm also a lead singer.
What do you think is going to happen to A. Riddle Riddle?
We're going to break up, do our own podcast, and we're all going to think we're the main host.
Yeah. Hi, welcome back to Riddles. I'm Aaron Keefe, and I'm going to, I don't know, sit in silence for a little while.
I think when we eventually break up, which is coming, which is looming,
yeah.
I think, Aaron, you're going to get the hay, I'll get a riddle, and then JPC will get a riddle. Because out of everyone, I think, Aaron, you hate riddles the most.
I appreciate that.
I mean, I'm prepared to do a hay podcast or a riddle podcast, so I think that's fine. And when Adel says, don't get alarmed, when Adel says that our breakup is imminent, what he means is that the federal government will break us up for having a monopoly on riddles. like a big bank, we are too big to not be failures. Yeah. So we will be getting broken up by Obama's friend, Joe Biden.
Let's get some more riddles.
Okay, you guys are going to love it because we are going back to one of our favorite old friends. It is that infamous Blue Book of Riddles.
JPC, can you do me a huge favor?
Sure.
go into your kitchen, grab the biggest pot that you have.
Okay.
Put a bunch of water in it. Put
sure.
it on the stove, a little bit of salt. Okay.
Yep. Or saffron.
Or saffron. Just a tiny bit of that, though.
Sure.
You don't want to use too much. Boil the water.
Got it.
Once it's bubbling, once it's boiling, I'm going to put that book in there. And then I want you to burn your whole house down.
Okay. Give me 1 second.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you.
Obviously, Casey will cut around this part. And I am back. And holy shit, the book's back in my hand.
You know, speaking of... Wow. Okay, interesting. Can't die, can't be killed.
Huh. What to do?
Wow, you guys, that's real. Sayings, that's why I'm laughing. Go ahead.
Speaking of folksy sayings, my grandma always used to say, guests, fish, and that book start to stink after 3 days.
And it's been several years, so.
And it's been several years.
In the summertime, I start to stink after like 40 minutes. That's about that's about how long I have after I get out of the shower before I smell fucking unholy. Okay. This riddle is called, I love this book because it has fucking titles. Titles for riddles. Oh, I love it. This one is called The Stuffed Cloud.
Hold on. Dead stop. Stuffed Cloud?
Never been to Pizza Hut, my friend?
Never slept on a mattress, my guy?
The cloud you eat backwards, bitch.
Oh, you know what? My internet, it cannot eat it anymore. Cannot take another bite.
I cannot have another photo. Thanks for offering.
My cloud is stuffed.
Honestly, I would love to, but unless you pay me $1.99 a month, I can't have another bite.
You know what I was thinking earlier today when I haven't slept a ton. I've been out of sorts. Here's what I thought today, and it blew my mind, and I actually had to stop thinking about it because it
wow, I love this.
Troubled me. It's one of the rare times in my life where I thought about something and I go, Adel, you have to stop thinking about it because it's troubling you.
Wow.
I thought about, think about when Earth began. Oceans, mountains, you got your grasslands, you got your trees. That's about it. You got mineral deposits, you have oxygen, clouds. Think about today. Think about the internet. Think about phones. Think about tchotchkes. Think about TV. We built all that from the ground.
Casey, like, can you just fade in and out
terrifying?
To indicate that this has gone several hours?
Isn't that horrifying? And another thing. But isn't that terrifying to think of like what we've made out of like dirt and rocks and minerals and water and stuff. Like it's scary. It's
yeah,
very scary.
Cool. Online shopping. Order everything off Amazon.
I think that that is such a scary thought too when you also consider how quickly all of it, like the human population, how relatively quickly in the you know, long, like 6,000 years, like the world is about 6,000 years old, as we all know from the Bible. And so it's just in the last 6,000 years we've created all of this stuff.
Oh yeah. I was thinking about if you think about like metal or something. Like I've watched documentaries where they're like, "Here we're taking metal out of the ground. We found some iron ore." But then I was like, "Okay, there's this iron ore and they show this huge chunk and they're like, this is very impressive chunk." And then I think about all the cars that exist in the world and all the buildings and everything that's made out of metal. And I think, how did we make all that and still have metal left? We should be out of metal.
Put this
on my tombstone. We should be out of metal. How do we still have metal?
In the 3 minutes
left?
You've been talking, I've watched a bunch of YouTube videos of unboxing of boxes. There are just more boxes inside the boxes. I love my content.
We live in a simulation.
That reminds me of what Metallica told themselves when they decided to stop making music.
We're all out of metal.
We should be out of metal.
Lars, we should be out of metal. Okay, sorry for this tangent, but it just hit home about what I was thinking about today, that truly I had to turn my brain off because I was starting to be fearful.
That's so why he had to turn his brain off. I get it.
So Adel, for the first time today, it sounds like experienced anxiety. So
what's this word? Purloined?
Existential dread. No, this is an existential dread. It's a riddle podcast, so it's very close. This riddle is called The Stuffed Cloud.
Okay.
A meteorologist was replaced in his job because of a stuffed cloud. What's a stuffed cloud?
What's a stuffed cloud?
It's so the riddle. What it's called when you get a boner on TV.
Coming in from the... Okay, I want to see a scene. Okay. JBC, you are
Aaron, this is on you.
I'm sorry.
JBC, you are a weather reporter on the news show. And of course, when you show weather people on the news, you see their whole body, or at least you see them from like the shins up. And as you're giving the weather, there's something about the weather. I don't know if it's like what you're saying or something about the weather that's happening today or the forecast, but you are getting aroused. And Aaron, you are an anchor who is noticing.
Right.
Okay, well, today across the Midwest, it's going to be a balmy, cool 62 degrees. Wow. Just a little editorializing from me. 62, my favorite temperature. God, I love that temperature. That is a good temperature. Whew.
Anyway. So what you're saying, Mitchell, is it's probably a good day for a walk.
Yeah, well, for some. I personally would not take a walk on a 62 degree day. I would be in the privacy of my own home, enjoying the perfect temperature.
Sorry, Mitchell, you're having a hard time with the sound over there. You're starting to talk a little bit slower than you normally do.
Sorry, Stacy, that's my fault. Okay, and let's move over to the Southwest, where it's also going to be 62 degrees. You sultry little Southwest air.
Look is that you. Common that it's the same temperature in so many different parts of the country?
Stacy, I just don't know. You know, weather's a fickle beast and it can change from time to time. For instance, if we go and look at the East Coast temperatures, it is... Well, who do we have here?
Uh-oh.
Mr. 62 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh, Mitchell, bear with us. We're getting some breaking news. A bunch of kids have died in a fire, and it seems like there were...
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no. Do we have any idea?
Like 62 kids have died today.
Yeah, I was going to make that joke, and then I thought, maybe not.
That's why I stepped in.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Rick.
Jokes, I
That's Rick with sports.
That's Rick with sports. Rick, always a rock in a tough time.
Back to you, Mitchell. Sorry for the interruption. When we have more on that story, we'll bring it to you.
Okay, well, I mean, that is a tragedy. Not unlike the tragedy. Well, very unlike the tragedy, but a similar tragedy to... Let's go to the Southeast, where it's beach season in Miami, and that means beach temperatures. What do we have down here? It is... Oh, boy. It's 85. I can't stop thinking about those kids. That's such a tragedy.
And wait, hold on. I'm getting more info. It was... Grown adults who died, there were 62 of them. Now the joke doesn't feel as bad.
Okay. And I got to ask, because I know where that fire took place from where you read. Was it the 62-degree pervert convention? Was that what caught fire?
Yes.
Okay, well, a lot of my friends are gone.
See. Rick with sports.
I was going to start hitting the quickening. All of the other perverts died, so my perversion, my 62-degree perversion, only gets stronger.
Ugh.
Sean Connery hits me with lightning. It's no big deal.
I feel like there's something in there, the Heislander, because they always say, like,
oh, yeah.
The highs are going to be in the mid-80s. The Heislander,
Lowlander. Yeah, exactly.
Something around there.
Yeah, Heisman Trophy. there's something. Wait, hey, Adel, let's you and I think back about this when we do our podcast that's just called Riddle Riddle.
Yeah, it's a lot of deconstructed jokes where we put out the information and then the audience can make their own jokes.
Yeah, it's all deconstructed jokes and that we don't do any jokes and you rip us apart online.
Oh, I got it. I want to see a scene.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay.
It's Riddle Riddle. It's just the two of you. It's like probably year two of Riddle Riddle. And I just want to see, this is like it's a wonderful life situation for me. I want to see what it's like if I weren't here.
Okay, so let's read another two riddles at the same time. JPC, of course, if this is your first time listening to the show.
If this is your first time listening to the show, obviously.
The show's called Riddle Riddle.
It's called Riddle Riddle. It's
two men talking over each other.
Creators. We're both the creators of the show.
We're both the creators.
And co-hosts.
Well,
I'm the host. I'm the main host.
I'm the main host, as Arnie Parrott's song goes.
Okay.
So the concept of Riddle Riddle is we're two men who are going to read a riddle,
at the exact same time.
And then the listener
has to deal with it.
Here we go.
Okay.
There once was a man from Nantucket.
Approached a dog.
who
and the dog
found
had very sharp
a metal
teeth.
Bucket.
He reached his hand slowly into the dog's
and
mouth,
said,
pulled out a silver key.
Oh, sorry, the page is ripped
hold
off.
Hold on, my page is ripped off. Hold on, I think I have the back half of your riddle. You have the back half of mine. Let's just go with it.
Why did I start this riddle?
His cock was so long, he could suck it.
Scene. You guys, I'm really disappointed. I thought it would feel different without me there.
No.
It's the same thing.
Wait.
Unbelievable.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't listening. Did you call for a scene?
Good. Addle? Hey, Addle?
What?
I'm going to put a little gold star next to your name.
Okay? You know why?
Think of all the books and libraries in the world. How is there still paper left? We should be out of paper.
Okay,
should be out of paper. Go well, to any Walgreens. There's so many notebooks.
There is a lumber shortage, so you're close to the truth there.
Uh-huh. I just ordered 11 more Etsy journals offline. I love the internet.
You guys still have not answered this riddle about what's a stuffed cloud?
Yeah, because I know it's gonna be some fucking bullshit.
That
it's
like
rain.
That sounds like a riddle made by like a algorithm. What is a stuffed cloud?
A stuffed cloud is a rain cloud. Okay.
What is a stuffed cloud?
So a stuffed cloud is not a rain cloud, Aaron.
But I said it with such confidence.
That's a good guess.
And you said that this meteorologist got fired because of a stuffed cloud.
A meteorologist was replaced in his job because of a stuffed cloud. Not got fired, was replaced in his job.
Okay, replaced. Okay, from stories I've heard college friends tell.
Okay. Ooh.
I believe a stuffed cloud is when you are at a party. You're having a good time. You maybe ate a lot of greasy food beforehand. You're drinking a lot of alcohol. Your body is not responding in the way that it should because you haven't, you know, you're not old enough to control it.
Sure.
What happens is you are dancing at the party and you accidentally shit your pants a little bit. You go to the bathroom. You have to take off your underwear. And you kind of ball
Addle,
it up.
I'm,
you go,
just for the
on.
Listeners, just for the listeners, if you're like me, just play an Enyan song in your head during this, okay?
Sail away, preferably.
Yeah.
You go to throw away your underwear, and then you realize, I'm in someone's home. They're going to see this, or someone
sure,
will smell
yeah,
it. I don't know
yeah.
what to do. So you take as much toilet paper as you can, and you start to wrap it around your soiled underwear.
Like
now, eventually, it becomes as big and fluffy as a cloud. Now, the cloud is stuffed with your soiled underwear, and now you can try and either flush it or shove it down into the wastebasket.
Flush it!
Or simply leave it on the ground and blame someone else. So that, to me, is what a stuffed cloud is. Final answer, Alex.
Aaron, you're not going to believe this. That's
What's
the
up?
Correct. That's the correct answer.
Enya.
He got it in one. Yeah, Aaron's answer. It's Enya.
All right, what's up?
Girl, are you about to
what
sail away? Because I want to put it in you.
Aaron.
Is that good?
No.
My tears gone cold. I'm wondering why this date ain't working out.
Aaron, you don't get to just say what's in it.
What's in it?
Do you guys want some hints?
Yeah,
for
I'll
this?
Take some hints.
Okay.
I hate this book.
Yes.
The meteorologist died.
Oh. Okay, so he was a pervert, a 62-degree pervert.
He was
a hurricane.
He wasn't aware of the stuffed cloud. It
tornado.
Hadn't affected any of his forecasts or reports.
He got killed by some weather.
Yes, to a certain degree. And the last one was when he died, he was traveling.
He was a tornado guy, the one who's like, "I love these tornadoes. I'm gonna follow them."
A tornado pervert.
Yeah.
Okay. No, he was not a storm chaser.
Stuffed cloud. So is the cloud that's stuffed?
A sheep.
Is it? Oh, that's pretty good.
Aaron? What?
Ew.
Okay, whatever. You guys say the weirdest shit, and I'm just over here buzzing around, and every once in a while you hear something I say, and it's weird, whatever.
Yeah, Aaron, but we don't say it with confidence.
I want to see a scene.
Okay.
JPC, you are Aaron's character's father. She has been homeschooled. She has not left the house, and she is probably around, she's maybe around 16 right about now, 15, 16. And you are finally taking her out of the house to observe the world. She's never seen TV. She's never read any books. She only knows what you've told her. You've taken her to a farm, and she's seeing some farm animals for the very first time.
Well, I think it's time, in accordance with all of our traditions, to take you out into the world. So you can take the blindfold off now and I brought you to a nice, tranquil place just to get a sense of the world. This is what we call a farm. I've told you about farms before.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, feel free to look around. Is everything as I had described it?
Smells terrible.
Smells are hard to teach. So, obviously, your old dad did his best making some of his smells. But my terrible smells are mostly, like, within a small realm of what I could control. The world has much worse smells. That one was hard. I should get a gimme on smells.
Okay, what is that one? That looks kind of crazy.
Okay, now try to look at it and remember what I taught you and use your vocabulary of the things that I taught you. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's the noise it makes.
Okay, that one looks fluffy.
Yeah, fluffy. Okay. Fluffy
is
making
that
noise.
Is that a beanbag chair?
Let me just go over some of the lessons that I had taught you.
Ooh, that one over there. That I know. This one over here.
Oh, you know this one. You know this one.
Okay. He has long legs.
Sure.
I'm going to start over because he made a different noise.
Yeah, why don't we wait for the description?
It has long legs.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful, long ponytail.
Yes,
that's a model. That's a model. That's a runway model.
Thank you. Okay, now, I'm looking at the runway model chapter that we did, and I guess I never technically said that they were people, but, so I'm actually looking at a lot of my notes. I guess I never technically said a lot of stuff was people, so real quick, just gonna go over it. Firefighter, people. Runway water, people. Doctors.
Runway water? Okay.
Running water. When you drink water, that's tears from people.
Okay, and what's this one? Because this one looks crazy. Wait, this is definitely a man. Is this Adel from Hey Riddle Riddle?
Hello! Do you want an autograph for a picture?
Adel from Hey Riddle Riddle? I never let you listen to podcasts.
And wait. I listened to the worst one.
Yeah, that's the one you pick? You could have listened to Citations Needed or something.
Scene.
I'm sorry, you don't sound like a chicken.
Come
and you're
on.
Not a coward.
Thank you.
Yeah, you don't sound like a chicken. You act like one when four or five guys want to beat the shit out of you for something that you probably didn't do.
Story of my wife.
Okay, so any more guesses on Stuff Cloud?
Stuff Cloud. So is the cloud in question an actual cloud in the sky?
It is, yes.
So is Stuff Cloud like what ancient Grecians used to call like lightning or something?
It is not.
Stuffed cloud.
Yeah, what's the weather he died from? I'm ready to know.
So when you said a stuffed cloud is something like ancient Grecians talk about, it's not ancient Grecians, it's pilots. Pilots have a word for a stuffed cloud.
Oh, yar, pirates.
Yeah, pirates. You know, pilots, eye patches, peg legs.
Okay, it was a
dysentery.
Plane crash.
It was a plane crash, yes, but what's the stuffed cloud?
Is a stuffed cloud what they call it when there's another plane inside a cloud and you can't see it?
Very, very, very close, but not another plane inside of a cloud.
A flock of seagulls.
It is a flock of seagulls. The haircut. No, it's not. A stuffed cloud is when a cloud is hiding a mountain. The pilots call that a stuffed cloud. So he
that
flew into a stuffed cloud?
So weird. Because to help me, I just drew a mountain on my little...
Prove it. Show it. Prove it.
As perspective of where the cloud would be in the sky?
Dude, that's weird.
Show it. Prove it. Aaron, prove it.
Aaron is pulling a sheep into frame?
That's a bikini.
It's not a bikini.
Bottom portion of a bikini.
I was about to draw a mountain.
And a big old bush sticking out.
Isn't that crazy?
That's
really weird. I must have subconsciously knew.
That is a mountain, Aaron. There's nothing else that it could be. And the fact that Adel thinks it's a bikini troubles me.
I am a mountain. I am a stuffed cloud.
All right, that riddle is not the worst.
A bikini is like pornography. You know it when you see it.
You don't. Okay, are you ready for the next riddle?
Yes, please.
Always.
This one is called, another great title, A Strange Collection. At a dinner, a small container is passed around the table, and every guest puts something in it. The contents are then thrown away. What's going on? What the fuck is going on?
This is... Everybody puts their phone. This is one of those restaurants where they're like, no phones. You all have to put your phone in the little bag. And then you watch stand-up.
Do you remember when that was a thing, when people would stack their phones on the table so no one could look at them? And yeah. and then we just haven't been out to group dinners in a year and a half, and it's just like that completely left my mind.
Yep. I think it's... you know, though, when you put your little, like, hands...
My hands are huge! My hands are big, like Trump.
One of those water bowls to, like, clean your hands for finger food. So it's, like, either that, or it's, like, everyone, like, wash, like, puts, like, has a little cloth that they wash their hands with.
Yeah, hot towel.
Interesting. Yeah. Aaron, that's a great guess. I think I know the answer myself, and I apologize it differs from your answer. I believe what's happening is that they are eating at church. And, of course, whenever you eat at church, a lot of churches offer pop-up restaurants or food trucks.
Huh.
When you eat at church, they always pass
around. Huge leap, by the way.
Leap of faith.
Okay.
They always pass around the collection plate, and mm-hmm. that's your waiter's tip. And your waiter is always Christ our Lord and Savior. Christ our Lord and Savor it. Christ our Lord and Savor. That's the joke.
Adel, do you want to stretch?
Help me. I think I am.
I'm
Aaron,
worried.
I think I am.
When Adel heard that he was supposed to stretch before podcasting, I think that he completely misunderstood what they were asking to do.
More time. Are they all putting little secrets in the box?
That's what I thought. That's what I thought when I first read the riddle as well.
What?
And then I thought,
what am I
insane? No, it's not little secrets.
And you said a container. Everybody puts something in a container.
Is it a trash
container.
Thing?
Gum?
Aaron, I mean, they throw the contents in the trash, so what do you mean when you say, is it a trash thing?
Like, are they throwing, like, napkins away or, like, toothpicks or something? What do you use before a meal, then you throw it away?
Well, it's not before a meal. It just says, at a dinner, a small container is passed around the table, and every guest puts something in it. The contents are then thrown away. What's going on?
Is it a napkin?
It's not a napkin.
You can talk to Gemma. Anytime we go out to eat, I always take out my contacts and hand them to her to throw away, because I want to be surprised.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Is it bones? Is it edamame little shells?
Aaron, it's not bones. Aaron, it's not bones, but you're getting fucking close.
All right, what TV shows like Bones?
Castle, I assume.
I don't know. Okay, let's see. Is it something like that was inside of the, like, that is an inedible part of the food?
Yes, it is something that is inside of the food that is an inedible part of the food.
The core of an apple.
Oh, olive pits.
It is not olive pits, but so now we're getting into the realm of, like, it could be a lot of these things. Like, it could be bones or it could be olive pits because all of those things fit. But we're looking for, like, a specific thing that everyone at the table is eating because it's kind of like the centerpiece of the meal.
More specific than Brad.
What's inside the food?
Brad Pitt's daughter.
Okay.
Olive Pitt.
Olive Pitt. Oh, my God. She's a joy. She's just the light of his life. I love their relationship. It's so special. Here we go. So here are some hints.
Okay.
The contents are inedible, but they are not bones or animal parts.
Mm.
They had done something relevant together earlier in the day. This group of people had done something relevant together earlier in the day. And the third hint is they're eating game.
Oh, is it a kebab little skewer?
No. And it's, no. You could have like... It's not a toothpick. It's not a kebab skewer.
I ate a toothpick recently, and then I was scared I was going to die.
Yeah, yeah.
It hurt to drink or eat anything for probably a week because it scraped all the way down my esophagus.
Sure, that's the direction everything. It goes when you eat it.
What do you expect when you swallow a mouse's sword?
I didn't mean to.
Yeah, a lot of fucking mice in Redwall died in the battle because they did not have that sword to wage war against
really
the badgers
sorry.
Or whatever. Who
You're
knows?
You're already making me feel bad. I already feel bad about it.
Lindsay, I believe I know the answer.
Adel.
This is along the lines of one of my favorite John Candy movies. What they are removing from the food is a little something called Uncle Buckshot.
Adel, that is correct. They shot some pheasant with buckshot, and it lodged in the bird, and then as it cooked, they have little pieces of buckshot that they are taking out, putting in a little container, and throwing away. Because Aaron, now I know you just ate a toothpick, but you cannot, should not, eat buckshot.
I have to call my doctor.
Aaron, put down those Butterfinger BBs. Those are regular BBs coated in chocolate.
All right, well, then why am I eating them?
Hey, that's the fucking question we're all asking. But you know what, guys? I can see that the light is leaving your eyes, so we'll set aside the blue book for a second, and instead, I will have you do a scene. Aaron, we're going to have you do a scene where you are going to Adel. Adel is your doctor. It's just kind of like a general health checkup, general checkup for once a year. But Aaron, you're also going to just be kind of like volunteering some things that you may have health questions about that you have been consuming.
Great.
Okay, so x-rays look
pretty
weird.
Hey, I ate a can of Sprite.
Oh, boy. I'm sorry. You ate a can of Sprite. I have to ask, was it opened?
Nope. I ate a can of Sprite. Filled with Sprite, ate the can, whole thing.
Interesting. Well, interesting. Well, I'm going to say that that's going to ruin your exit track.
Okay.
I'm trying to use a medical term. You know what an exit track is?
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. I was like just following my instincts after that of like, what would a doctor tell me to do? So I ate an entire pillow from West Elm. Which was expensive, and I was like, that's probably going to push this out.
And you're not wrong. A doctor would tell you to do that, Dr. Seuss, but I am a medical doctor.
I'm sneezing feathers, but it might not be from that, because...
Yes?
I swallowed a bird, but in my defense, I was dared to.
Okay, so this reminds me of last summer when you first came into my offices, and you had swallowed a fly. Now, after you swallowed the fly, you had swallowed a frog. Then subsequently swallowed a cat.
I don't know what to tell you, Ben. If you give a moose a muffin, shit goes down, okay? I ate a moose and I also ate a muffin in that order.
Okay.
I also swallowed a couple of my teeth.
You have seconds to live.
Okay.
So I would say get your affairs
in order. A very glamorous woman's hat.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Was it Diane Wiest?
Mm-hmm. And I also ate like a cheese that I think was like a couple days overdue.
Okay. I think that's the least of your problems. I have to be honest.
Which one's the poison? Absinthe or arsenic?
Abstinence and old lace. Well, abstinence can't kill you because that's practicing safe sex, the safest of sex. What was
the
other
one?
Are
you saving this stethoscope for later or can I?
Oh, these are just my headphones. I'm sorry.
I could go for a couple beads.
Scene. Wow, very good. I'm very concerned with that woman. And by that woman, I mean the woman whose fancy hat was stolen.
You! I'd like my hat back, please. I'm going to the theater.
Speaking of fancy hats, Adel, you happen to be wearing a hat, and you are our fanciest friend. Do you have anything in your life that you would like to or are willing to plug?
Yes, I'd like to plug the Ritz-Carlton. An excellent stay for $850 a night. Also, I think I mentioned it last week, but in case I didn't, I'll mention it again. Please check me out on the new podcast by my friend Jeff Griggs, Bullshit Alert. It's almost like a British panel show where people are telling stories and they could be false, they could be true, and the Jeff has to figure out who's telling what. So please check out Bullshit Alert.
That's very cool.
And I'm sure you're both very welcome as guests because I believe him and Jeannie listen to Hey Riddle Riddle.
Well, then all stop by.
He was my first improv teacher in Chicago, and he was amazing.
He's a goddamn delight.
I also love Jeannie.
The other thing, Jeannie is she's mean. She's so mean.
No, she's not. We did an escape room with her, and all I wanted to do was do bits with her, and I couldn't.
Hey, Aaron, if she's not, then why does her name rhyme with meanie?
No, she's not a meanie. Her name is Jeannie. Well, she's not a meanie.
She is the Chrissy Teigen of improv.
No, she's not.
And then the last thing I want to plug is the other day, Gemma was out of town on a trip, and I watched, in 36 hours, I watched 3 full seasons of Yellowstone. So if you want to watch a good show that is one of the most bingeable shows I've ever seen, watch Yellowstone.
Wow.
Very good. JPC, is there anything you'd like to plug?
Just the normal stuff. I'm over at Twitch doing video games pretty much every day of the weekday. twitch.tv/sharkbarkman. Stop by, say hi. It's fun. Aaron, anything that you would like to plug?
I'd like to plug not learning any new words. It's awesome. You're old enough. You don't need any more. I'd also love to plug the podcast Improv is Dead, the Tim Lyons, Dan White podcast. I listened to TJ's episode recently, and I cried laughing.
I just talked to Tim, my old roommate, who is the co-host of that show. This is the perfect time to plug it because they, as of releasing this episode, have just gone on a month-long hiatus.
Yeah, but you know what? You have a great back catalog to listen to. I'm a huge fan of it. It makes me laugh out loud, so please check it out.
Very funny.
Speaking of not very funny, Jeannie once said something so rude to me that I cried. Again, she's just the meanest person. She's not a delight and a sweetheart and the kindest person. Aaron, you were there. She told me I could go fuck myself off to...
heaven.
No.
That doesn't make it... that also doesn't make it nice.
Hey, heaven.
Fuck off to heaven. Bye forever.
What's the word? What's the word?
Persnickety?
No, what is it?
Purloined.
It's already gone. Bye, Jupiter.
Purloined.
It's already gone.
Starring Aaron Keenan and John Patrick Cullen. Casey Tony did the editing. And Marty Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emily Navoris.
Hey there, coffee and bagels. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. Erin moved out to LA and it's time for her to make some brand new friends. You can listen to that episode plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.